defiled me at that time against my will. What he did to me was wrong and dangerous. The potential was there for me to have been lost forever. Do you see what I mean?
I did not see what you meant.
Of course, I had relations with you too, Mr. Okada, but it was something done in the correct way, with a correct purpose. I was in no way defiled by that.
I looked straight at her for several seconds, as if staring at a wall with colored blotches.
You had relations with me? Yes,
she said.
The first time I only used my mouth, but the second time we had relations. In the same room, both times. You remember, of course. We had so little time on the first occasion, we had to hurry. There was more time to spare on the second occasion.
It was impossible for me to reply to her.
I was wearing your wife's dress the second time, the blue one, and bracelets like these on my left arm. Isn't that true?
She held her left wrist with the pair of bracelets out towards me. I nodded. Krita Kano then said,
Of course, we did not have relations in reality. When you ejaculated, it was not into me physically, but in your own consciousness. Do you see? It was a fabricated consciousness. Still, the two of us share the consciousness of having had relations with each other.
What's the point of doing something like that?
To know,
she said.
To know more, and more deeply.
I sighed. This was crazy. That she had been describing the scene of my dream with incredible accuracy. Running my finger around my mouth, I stared at the two bracelets on her left wrist. Maybe I'm not very smart, I said, my voice dry, but I really can't claim to have understood everything you've been telling me.
In your second dream, when I was in the middle of having relations with you, another woman took my place. Isn't that true? I have no idea who she was, but that event was probably meant to suggest something to you, Mr. Okada. This is what I wanted to convey to you.
I said nothing in return.
You should have no sense of guilt about having had relations with me,
said Krita Kano.
You see, Mr. Okada, I am a prostitute. I used to be a prostitute of the flesh, but now I am a prostitute of the mind. Things pass through me.
At this point, Krita Kano left her seat and went down on her knees beside me, clutching my hand in both of hers. She had soft, warm, very small hands.
Please hold me, Mr. Okada, right here and now.
We stood up and I put my arms around her. I honestly had no idea whether I should be doing this, but holding Krita Kano just then, just there, did not seem to be a mistake. I could not have explained it, but that was how I felt. I wrapped my arms around her slender body as if I were taking my first lesson in ballroom dancing. She was a small woman. The top of her head came just past the bottom of my chin. Her breasts pressed against my stomach. She held her cheek against my chest. And although she made no sound the whole time, she was crying. I could feel the warmth of her tears through my t-shirt. I looked down to see her perfectly set hair trembling. I felt I was having a well-made dream, but it was not a dream. After we had stayed in that position without moving for a very long time, she pulled away from me as if she had suddenly remembered something. Maintaining her distance, she looked at me.
Thank you so much, Mr. Okada,
she said.
I will be going home now.
She had just been crying with some intensity, but her makeup had hardly been disturbed. A sense of reality was now strangely absent. Will you be in my dreams again sometime? I asked.
I don't know,
she said with a gentle shake of the head.
Not even I can tell you that. But please have faith in me. Whatever might happen, please don't be afraid of me, or feel you must be on your guard where I am concerned. Will you promise me that, Mr. Okada?
I answered with a nod. Soon afterwards, Krita Kano went home.